You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. When it comes to government ethics, Vermont is a national outlier. The state is one of just a handful that don't have any sort of statewide ethics commission to watchdog public officials, nor does it require state lawmakers to reveal anything at all about their personal finances in order to disclose possible conflicts of interest. Well, Democratic Secretary of State Jim Condos wants to change all of that. He's pushing for state lawmakers to enact new ethics legislation and create an independent ethics commission. He joins us now from our studios in Montpelier to talk about this. Secretary Condos, welcome.
Thank you. And it's great to be here.
So, Secretary, Vermont is not Chicago or New York or Louisiana or these places that are notorious for corruption. We like to pride ourselves on having a relatively functional government. Why do we need an ethics commission?
Well, in my role as Secretary of State, we handle a lot of municipal phone calls, and almost weekly we get a call from a Vermonter who has an issue with a select board or planning commission or development review board or whatever local board there might be that they're involved with. And they raise the question of whether there was a conflict of interest or an ethics violation. And we have to inform them that unless their town has approved a conflict of interest ordinance, that they really don't have any other recourse because state law does not have any statements about conflict of interest except to enable cities and towns to develop a policy.
So if a local municipality doesn't have it, that's it? There's no other recourse in state law for these people to go to?
Technically.
Could they call the Attorney General's office or something like that?
They could, and that's what we advise them to do in case there's any other violation, but we have no authority at our office. And I think that leaves people frustrated sometimes. And this idea of an ethics commission is not a new one. I mean, something like 47 states have some form of an ethics commission. We're the only one in the Northeast that doesn't have one. And I think it's just it's time has come that we need something that allows the public to have access to a way of complaining.
You talk about wanting to create an independent ethics commission, about having clearer conflict of interest laws. Give us some bullet points of exactly what you'd like to see out of the legislature.
I think what they need to do is have a clear law on what is considered ethics, what are conflicts of interest, and what financial disclosure pieces are necessary or informative for the public.
The argument I've heard against the need for disclosures and ethics restrictions is that Vermont has a citizen legislature. Everybody knows everybody, and you don't want to scare away potential citizen candidates by having them open their lives up too much to their neighbors. What do you make of this? Is Vermont exceptional in this regard?
Well, by and large, I would say that Vermonters are well served by their dedicated public servants, and they really are trying to do the right thing by their constituents. But I do think that it's kind of the nibbling at the edges where something may not be considered necessarily corrupt, but it could raise a question of conflict of interest or whatever. There just is no place to go in government right now, and personally, I feel that it should be an independent, impartial ethics commission that would provide its input and its recommendations.
Interest groups and some journalists have been calling for this type of reform for years. Nothing major has come out of it. What makes you think that lawmakers now have an appetite to police themselves in a stricter way than they have in the past?
They've had the opportunity to police themselves, but they haven't done it. And I think that it's probably the right time to raise the issue, to have the discussion. Again, this is a discussion. Nothing can happen unless the legislature puts it into play. And I think that the discussion should be had, whether it's over the summer or at the next legislative session. They can't take action until January, obviously. But I think it is important that we have that discussion.
We've been talking with Vermont's Democratic Secretary of State Jim Condos about his call for lawmakers to create a statewide independent ethics commission to watchdog public officials, something we don't currently have here in Vermont. Secretary, thanks for your time.
Thank you.